There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on this Friday morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Look at all our friends chiming in here this morning. We love to see it. Thank you guys for being a part of the show.
Yes, thank you so much. Happy Friday from Nico and Steve. We made it, y'all. Vibes are all the way up today. Gonna go see some friends this weekend and catch up, get some cleaning done. Love you guys to the moon and back. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
We love you guys too. Thank you so much for tuning in every morning.
Appreciate we love that. You to the stars and the planets. Oh my gosh, so much fun when they came in. Still talking about it, even though it was literally a month ago.
Was that three, four weeks ago? Something like that.
Yes. All right. Who else is here? Jenna's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because it's Friday. Vibes are high. And I had a pretty good week. I love that for you, Jenna.
We do love that for you.
And then Brittany is also here. She says, good morning. Feeling high on life today because I had a third date last night with someone that I feel is going very well.
I guess you're over that Bills loss.
See ya.
Three dates is nothing to wave a stick at.
No.
That's serious.
No, not at all.
Have you guys talked about moving in together?
Let's make love tonight.
Happy morning. Looking forward to this weekend. Going to see Heather Shaw comedy show. Highly recommend going to see her.
Where's she at?
Yeah, where's she at?
Syracuse, Buffalo, The Rock, Albany.
Heather Shaw. What about you, Vibes?
Pretty good, Breeze. It's payday. Oh, I hope there's still some money left after taxes.
No, literally.
Vibes are pretty good, though. I finally had a chill night last night. I haven't been able to do that. I've started watching the new O.J. Simpson documentary on Netflix. Just came out on Wednesday. It's 4 episodes. They're like an hour, 20 minutes each. I watched 2 episodes, and then it was bedtime. But I was like, man, yes, I know. There's so many of these documentaries. I get it. But this one is like the end-all, be-all documentary, and then they're done with it. Because right. There's so much that has come to light in this doc of things that just never took place with that trial back in the 90s.
Right.
And it's just, you know me, I'm a true crime guy. I'm very fascinated by all this, but I don't want to point fingers, you know, because he was found innocent, but I think he might have done it.
Yikes. Not the breaking news. Yeah, the PXY mornings.
Vibes are
up. Hear that, guys? OJ did it.
Breezy, what about you?
I'm excited because tonight I'm going to Max Pizza Shack out in Macedon.
Oh, yeah.
To see my boy Peter Ryan play. So I'm excited about that. And then...
What does Peter Ryan do?
He sings.
Singer? Nice.
Yeah, he sings. Fun times, good vibes, going with my friends.
You know he's good if he has two first names.
I know. He's crushing it. And yeah, just like chill weekend, honestly. Chill vibes. All right. So
it's going to be one of those weekends where we finally have a chance to hit the reset button because our heart rate isn't through the roof because there's no Buffalo Bills playing this weekend. There's no football in general.
Yeah.
So enjoy that before the Super Bowl. Coming up for the big story of the day, we got to talk DOT. 25,000 drivers got those tickets in a work zone, and a lot of them were fighting it this week. I'll tell you what they had to say, but what the judge had to say, too. And, I mean, the question is, did they throw these out?
Yeah.
I got mine in the mail last week. Final notice. Pay it now, or you will have hell to pay. I was like, fine.
They're so annoying. Like, this is so... I don't want to take this laying down. Like, this is so... Whatever.
That's why you're not going to pay it, okay? We're going to do it. This is going to be content. We're just going to watch you go to jail. That's coming up next on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. The first of 25,000 drivers who received a New York State Department of Transportation DOT speeding ticket had their day in court. And the state's work zone photo radar caught 25,000 drivers, two in this studio included, in 24 days on I-490 downtown, averaging more than 1,000 a day. Statewide, the average was 182 a day.
So go into
now,
that.
So the main argument from drivers is that there was no posted 40-mile-per-hour speed limit.
Because there wasn't.
At the work zone.
Because there wasn't.
Right. So for many drivers entering 490 East downtown, the first posted speed limit sign says 55 miles per hour.
Yep.
This gentleman, Kevin Gee, says, I had a clean record for 30 years. He got 6 speeding tickets this past fall. His case was postponed because the court didn't have the paperwork for all 6 tickets.
Because we're making it up as we go along. Continue.
One gentleman was clocked at 55 miles per hour. The court didn't buy his argument that there was no 40-mile-per-hour sign, nor did it accept the same argument from another individual who got 3 tickets, although they dismissed one of the 3. How gracious. Now, when you see a work zone, you slow down, said the judge. Regardless of the sign, Ken Andrews received 4 tickets, was clocked at 53, going in a 60. By the time his case was called, the court started to believe there was no 40-mile-per-hour sign.
100%.
There's discrepancies all the way through. With the photos and the video, Judge Jackson said they're not even close. That, along with late notices, got all 4 of Andrews' tickets just completely thrown out. So there will be court. Here's the thing that you guys need to know, because I know a lot of you listening also got tickets. There's going to be court cases like this every Wednesday, because there are more than 300 cases in the city from those tickets downtown. If you are attending, pay attention to 2 things. Make sure you have a clear explanation that you did not see the 40-mile-per-hour speed sign, or that there just wasn't one, and check to see how long it took for you to get that ticket. If it is beyond 14 days from the time the ticket was issued, the court has a record of dismissing those because they did not arrive in a timely fashion. So you can easily fight that.
Right.
Here I am paying $100 last week.
So what can I just go to court?
Yeah,
like, that seems like such a pain in the ass, but I can just go next Wednesday?
You got to figure out whether you want to fight it or just pay it.
I want to fight it because I don't want to pay for something that wasn't clearly posted. This gets me so hot.
None of these people did either.
I honestly, like, it makes me so angry because I'm all for keeping the road workers safe and having their safety top of mind 100%. But they're using the safety of road workers as a ploy to make money, because if they actually wanted to keep these road workers safe, they would have posted 13 signs that said, because sometimes, especially on 490, especially the area you're talking about, how you're coming in and it all happens so fast, you should have those signs been posted on the ramp. Work zone ahead, work zone coming up, speed limit reduced, no signage whatsoever. So don't sit here and tell me it's all for the safety of the workers, because it's not. It's not.
So how do you personally feel, though, about all these drivers getting tickets?
It makes me so angry. Well,
listen, I'll tell you one thing. In the fall, this past October, in November, New York State made a buttload of money. Thanks to DOT. There's that.
But if
you want to fight it, you could definitely have your day in court to do that. Coming up on the show, what is a crash out?
What is a crash out? And we're not talking about a car crash. We're not talking about a come down. This is something that I've been seeing all over the interwebs. And I'm like, is this a new term? What is happening? Do I crash out daily? What is going on?
If I had to guess.
If you're experiencing this, there's a term for it. I'll tell you what it is coming up next.
What is crashing out? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Another Gen Z term, I'm assuming?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, TikTok's back full-fledged, so they gotta keep it rolling with the terms. And honestly, just keeping us educated. I've been seeing this term all over TikTok. Come along with me as I crash out. I'm crashing out. And I mean, when we were growing up, or even still to this day, and this is what, like, I'm getting away from my Gen Z side. I thought crashing out was like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I've had 3 coffees and it's time to crash.
Yeah, that's not what it is at all. And I honestly...
I'm sick and tired of Gen Zers taking words we've already been using for years and switching them up.
Yep.
That's not what that means. What does it mean now?
So it basically means...
Do you want me to play this audio? What is this?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a teacher...
trying to learn the Gen Z slang.
Okay.
What's crashing out?
It's when you get really mad at something and you, like, throw a tantrum about it. Usually, like, when you're, like, gaming or you're, like, in class.
If a student was playing silly phone games and lost and, like, slammed their phone down, we'd say, bro's crashing out.
Yeah. And then there's different terms. Like, it's, like, a reasonable crash out or, like, an unreasonable crash out. A reasonable crash out would be, like, something that makes sense and, like, everyone can relate to crashing out. Versus, like, unreasonable, it's, like, they shouldn't have crashed out for that. That's just stupid.
So there's levels of crashing out legitimacy.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
So I feel like I crash out every day on this show. I feel like I crash out every single day on this show. Would you disagree with me?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I wouldn't say that.
What? Why not? I get unreasonably mad about everything. Why? What that classifies as a crash out?
So there's really three. How many meanings to this, actually? He said there's different levels of crashing out.
Yeah, he just said when you get irrationally angry about something and you don't think of the consequences of your actions of getting angry about said thing, or getting angry about something, thinking it through, and have people backing you, be like, no, that's a total reasonable reason to crash out.
Yeah, it's usually 50-50. And sometimes there are people that are going to back you when you crash out, Breezy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't.
Absolutely.
At 6:30 this morning, you crashed out.
I literally crashed out 15 minutes ago about the speeding tickets. And
that we're all getting.
So I think that's a reasonable crash out, if I'm being honest. But I crash out over random things that people say all the time. So I just feel seen and I feel heard with this phrase. I know there's a lot of people who aren't up to date with the Gen Z slang, which, I mean, I'm not really either. I just hear it and I'm like, huh? Urban Dictionary, here I come. So that's why I figured, why not share the wealth and share the love? Because if you're a parent and you're listening to this and your kids keep saying, I'm crashing out. And you're like, huh? You're welcome. No, you're welcome. Or if you're a teacher, your students are like, you're literally crashing out.
Now, now that you're 30 and going to be 31 in May, do you still identify as a millennial or more towards Gen Z?
You know, I mean, the thing about it is that I am a millennial.
But you don't want to
I'm a Gen Z in a millennial's body. You know, I want so hard. I'm clinging. It just boils down to me clinging to my youth and clinging to my relatability. But at the end of the day, you can't change. You know, numbers don't lie. I am a millennial, unfortunately.
That's what it is. And this is why you were spiraling when you're coming up on your 30th birthday, because you're dreading getting older and losing touch from that Gen Z fan base.
Because millennials used to be cool, fresh, hip, and young.
I think we still
and
are.
And now Gen Z will look at you and be like, ew, you were born in the 90s? Oh my God.
I know, it's
you're
really,
a millennial?
It's odd to hear my niece and nephew ask me my age. And when I tell them, they just throw, they it's shameful. They make me feel horrible.
They're like, I'm crashing out. I'm crashing out.
They're like, you're that old? Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm so glad that there's a term for my debauchery, because it's just, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel seen. So petition.
We should do another stupid word every week on the show.
Yeah.
And right at this time.
Yeah. Petition to change the show name to Crashing Out with Moose and Breezy.
No, we're not changing that whatsoever.
Yeah, we're definitely going to change it.
98 PXY traffic.
No real issues this morning for you if you're just heading out the door and hitting up 590 North or South between Brown Croft and Monroe Ave, or 390 South from Maiden Lane to the airport. An accident, though, off the expressways in Irondequoit on Portland Ave to 104 West. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.